This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. It's my pleasure once again to be in the garden with Hawke's Bay's most glamorous gardener, Megan Williams. How are you going, Megan?
I'm not that happy at the moment, Ken, because I've had a tree chopped down, which I was told was rotten, a big, huge tree, which really set the ambiance of my garden. I was told it was rotten, but when it was chopped down, it proves that it was not rotten. So the person that did it is not an arborist, obviously. I should have done my homework, found out what his skills were. He was a car salesman, but how he decided to start this sort of landscaping business. But anyway, so now I've got to turn a negative into a positive. So I have got to think about what to do, put in this place. I've had the stumps ground down, so I've got to think of what to put into this area of the garden to make a lovely positive feature. Now, I've got some kauai trees that somebody has given me, and I also have bought a pohutukawa tree. Hopefully that'll grow up, because what this has done is opened up a huge space, and now I can see the neighbours. I don't really want to. I quite like sort of living in isolation.
Yes.
So it's going to be what I did when they came yesterday to take the stumps out. I took a whole, there was a sort of a row of buxus, it was a little buxus hedge beside this tree. So I dug them all out because I thought they'd get ruined when the stump was going to be ground down. So I took them out, and I had a whole lot of clivera as well nearby. So I thought, well, I'll dig those out. So I've got them sitting in the wheelbarrow. And so what I need to do is get all the stump debris away, all the mulch, and then I'll put them back because I didn't want them to get, you know, ground down with the tree.
Yes.
So I have got a very, very busy weekend. So this rain is going to not be so good for me. I'll go and put a tarpaulin over the mulch, I think, so that it doesn't turn into mud.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my Megan in the garden this weekend. So I've got to turn it into a positive, and I've got to sort of make it, landscape it and make it look lovely. So I've got lots of ideas. I think I might go online to get some more ideas. It cost an arm and a leg to get the tree down, which wasn't rotten, and I didn't really want it down. However, moving on, I don't really want to spend any more money on landscaping, so I might go onto the internet and get some sort of ideas as to what would be good to have. I'll put the Buxus plants back and also the clivea, but and my kauai and my pohutukawa, and then take it from there.
Absolutely. Have you been in the kitchen making anything nice?
Well, I thought, seeing I'm a bit down and seeing it's the middle of winter, I thought I would go with a sticky date pudding.
Oh, yeah. My wife loves that.
Everybody loves that. Yeah, it is just absolutely beautiful. I've made it tons and tons of times. It is, right. Now, you've got 1 cup of chopped pitted dates and 1 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 90 grams or 3 1/4 ounces of butter softened, 1/2 cup of soft brown sugar, 2 eggs lightly beaten, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, and 1 1/2 cups of self-raising flour. Now, I'll go through the sauce in a minute, but I'll tell you what to do for the actual cakey bit. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees and brush on an 18-centimetre or 7-inch square cake tin with melted butter, and line the base with baking paper, and put the dates and the soda in a bowl and add 1 cup of boiling water. Stir and you leave that for 15 minutes. Now, if you wanted to do it, you could leave it sort of longer, but it's amazing. The dates kind of disappear. Mm. It's really quite strange.
It is.
So, and then using electric beaters, beat the butter and the sugar until light and creamy, and then beat the eggs in gradually, one at a time. Add the vanilla essence and fold in 1/2 of the flour and then 1/2 of the date mixture, and then stir, and then the remaining flour and the remaining date mixture, and then pour it to the prepared tin and bake for 50 minutes or until, you know, when you put a skewer in, it comes out clean. Now leave it in the tin to cool for about 10 minutes and then make the sauce. Now the sauce is the creme de la creme of the recipe, of course.
Yes, it is.
It's 1 cup of soft brown sugar, 1 cup of cream, 90 grams or 3 1/4 ounces of butter, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla essence. And you put them all the ingredients in a saucepan and bring to the boil while stirring, and then reduce the heat and let it simmer for about 5 minutes, and then pour it over the pudding. I usually put it in a jug on the table, and you know, people can pour it over however much they want. But that is, you serve it, of course, with ice cream. Oh,
absolutely.
God, it's to die. But yeah, I thought, who cares today? I'm feeling a bit down. I'm just not going to think about my jolly waistline. I'm going to have a sticky date.
Good on you, mate. Pleasure as always. Look after yourself. Talk to the same time. Thanks next week.
Don't forget the robin.